costs vis-a-vis other priorities. How much money is available to do this, and is that a good investment, and might there be other more compelling draws on our limited public resources? How does this fit into the overall plan for the district, and should this go first, or should the overall plan go first? I mean, I'm not smart enough to answer those questions and avoid, but I mean, we are in effect being asked to defer on some of those questions. So that's what, for me, creates the difficulty. So I'll go back to where I think the firm ground is. I compliment the mayor for leading this process because this came out of a pretty significant controversy about the Rose Quarter in baseball. And out of that came a very creative process, which the mayor has led very ably. So I want to start with an acknowledgement of that process and his leadership. The next touchstone for me is that I am deeply committed to preserving this building. We have differences of opinion up here, and it's not relevant. Each of us is entitled to our view about architecture and history. I happen to think this is a magnificent building, and for someone who wasn't raised here, born here, it was actually the iconic image that I had living in a different place, because when the Trailblazer games were held, they would always begin with scanning the Coliseum. And I thought the Coliseum was a jewel, and I happen to be partial to mid-century modernism, and I love the fact that it's been linked to the Halpern Fountains, which the mayor and I are very committed to saving and to preserving. So for me, I'll start with, I think, the mayor's leadership, which has been exemplary, and the fact that we are at a point where we have conceded it will be preserved in some way. And now the question is, how do we go forward? That's a pretty good foundation. What I have to balance that against, though, is that am I convinced this is a fair process, and we have a minority report that has raised thoughtfully, I think, some issues that we've engaged and the witnesses have engaged. And I take very seriously the comments made in the minority report. I don't remember the last time we had a minority report on any issue that was as to the point and as provocative as this report. And that's not to take anything away from the majority report, which I think stands on its merits. So I have to do some weighing here. And I have to be persuaded that there's enough of a fair process and that the field is sufficiently level that we can go forward and bear fruit. And I am very concerned that one or more applicants might pull out if they don't believe this is a fair process. And so I'll tell you how I've decided to come out on this, and I've been thinking about this throughout the hearing, and I came in with an open mind. I'm going to support going forward to the next step. To the next stage. I'm going to support the resolution before us with significant reservations about this process and about where we're headed. And I'm going to do so because I don't want to sit here and prejudge that nothing positive can come out of it. With all of the issues that have been raised in terms of what could have been done differently or better. But I'm going to take a leap of faith that through this process and the creative energy that's released, we may come up with a compelling vision that in turn could galvanize support on the council and funding to drive it. I'm not sure we will, and my concern is that we may not. And I don't want good people who have put time and energy into this to go through a futile exercise, and that's what I'm concerned about. I'm not completely convinced this won't be a futility. That said, I've decided to put a marker down simply around the issues that I'll be looking at down the road. Cost, competing priorities, did people get a fair shake, and do we have a compelling vision at the back end that we can rally around? We've been assured that the veterans will be at the table, and I appreciate that, Mayor. I think it's appropriate. And we hope to have another announcement. The mayor and I hope to have another announcement shortly that we think veterans will be pleased to hear. And I'm also heartened from staff that it could be that no one proposal comes out as the winner, but best in class is the preferred outcome. But I'm going to support this with reservations, and I want to put those markers down because I reserve the right at the back end to come back and say, despite all the good efforts of staff and stakeholders and the hard work and the mayor's leadership, that at the back end I simply can't support the recommendation. But that's not the question before us today. So I'm gonna take a flyer and follow the mayor on this one and see where it leads us, recognizing that some people I respect greatly have significant reservations about this process. Mayor, thank you for getting us to this point, and you have my support to get to the next step, and then we'll evaluate where we are. Aye.
Leonard.
Well, given that Commissioner Fish alluded to it, I should just say up front that I, on balance, I think it is not in the city's best interest to lose AAA baseball, which appears to be the case, and that the Memorial Coliseum site would have been as wonderful an icon if it were developed properly for a AAA stadium as is the Coliseum. But that was a fight I took on and lost, and that's coming from a person who didn't see the Beatles in the Coliseum in 1965, but I saw the Beach Boys there in 1964, and I graduated from high school there in 1970. So I have my own attachments, but I also think the community at large loses by the Beavers leaving town. But again, that was a fight from another day. So at this point, it is what it is, and for a variety of reasons, I have worked closely with the Winterhawks to succeed at the Coliseum, from the prior ownership to the current ownership. I'm very pleased that the current ownership is who we are dealing with in terms of their wanting to earnestly invest into the facilities at the Coliseum to make that the place that it should be for the Winterhawks to play, and I fully support their efforts. I also appreciate what appears to be a new relationship between the Blazers and the Winterhawks in trying to achieve that vision of having an adequate facility for them to play at. However, there, in reviewing the minority report and some of the specifics of the minority report, as I said earlier, they raise questions that I think are legitimate questions with respect to the management of the current Coliseum. And having done the work I've done with the Winterhawks here, I know that there is a lot of money that needs to be invested in the current Coliseum just as it is to keep it functional for the Winterhawks to plan for other events to occur. So I think as a sound business practice, we need to not just have an audit of the number of tickets that are sold, but rather an audit of the actual events that occur, the expenses associated with that, and the income associated with that. And notwithstanding, and I'm doing this for the record for anybody who has a question about the intent of at least my vote, and I think what I've heard the mayor say as well, that notwithstanding Jay Isaac's comment that individual event differentials are kept confidential, I don't disagree that that should be the case in terms of public disclosure, but I'm hoping he certainly didn't mean that in the case of the city auditor's office auditing the income and expenses of the Coliseum to make sure that the city is receiving the appropriate amount of income it should be from the Coliseum. That will be an important factor for me in moving on from this point to the next stage of this competition, and I should think that it would be in the Blazers' best interest to make sure that they are as transparent as they possibly can be in dealing with us on the current facility, particularly if they expect us to enter into a new agreement on some revamped facility and the Rose Quarter. So with those caveats, I vote aye.
Fritz.
Thank you, Mayor Adams, for personally leading this public involvement process. And this has been a very robust discussion today and leading up to this day, and I appreciate that very much. Thank you also to the Citizens Advisory Committee and to all of the folks, all 96 proposals who put in time. And also thank you very much to staff who have worked very diligently on this entire project. What this accepting this report does is it chooses three projects to move forward. And it invests $120,000 of urban renewal money to enable these three proposers to continue providing input for a few more months. This is somewhat similar, I'm informed, to the Centennial Mills process, which has had some good results. So it is a lot of public money, $120,000. It's also not much considering the amount of work that's already gone into the proposals. But it does give a stipend to the three proposers to continue to participate in the process. And so I think that's fair. and it's important to not continue to ask people to do it for nothing, having gone through this selection process. We do need to make a decision on what to do with the Coliseum. The Oregon Convention Center Urban Renewal District expires in 2014, and that is really the only realistic source of public money that I can see is will be available for redeveloping the Coliseum. So that the timeline is there. The expiration of the development agreement for the rest of the Rose Quarter is the end of this year, and so decisions need to be made. The minority report was very helpful. And they asked for four things in the hearing today. They asked us to hold off on the RFP, and like my colleagues, I don't think that that's the best thing to do at this time. They also asked us for the committee to continue to work on the Rose Quarter, and as we heard Mayor Adams and the committee say that there is willingness to do that, that we heard that the city rather than the Blazers will be leading the process to look at the rest of the Rose Quarter, which I think is very positive. The minority report asked us to establish the baseline data, which we did with the amendment earlier today. And they also asked us to figure out how the Urban Renewal District issues, both Oregon Convention Center and the Interstate, are going to be figured out. And that is a work in progress with urgency. So that will be decided, I hope, or at least further down the line by the time we finish this next phase of the process. So I want to state my concerns, having had a lot of public input over the course of this project, and especially this past weekend. And again, I thank everybody who emailed and wrote back and gave me their personal thoughts. That was very helpful. I, first and foremost, want to continue to honor the veterans. I believe that there should be a space for veterans, including maybe a service center where veterans could get help, could be directed to different services in the community. I think the architectural integrity of the Coliseum is my next highest priority. I am concerned about the bowl as well as the glass palace, and I will be looking to those features in what moves forward. The seating issue, the flexibility of them, Mrs. Ruzer mentioned about the curtains, and I vividly remember watching the Portland Fire for $7 a ticket, much closer than I will ever sit to watch a Blazer game, but because of the curtains in the Rose Garden, it became a very intimate experience, which I greatly enjoyed with my sons. So I want us to maintain the maximum flexibility for those large events at the Coliseum. The community non-athletic activities, I believe, should be part of the projected programming and design, including perhaps arts or education. That many people who wrote to me this weekend said, whether it's spectator sports or participatory sports, there should be more in the programming than just people who are interested in sports. They also commented that there should be multi-age opportunities, including for seniors, and a child care facility, no matter what is put in there. Then finally, I think that the housing component, which was mentioned as necessary on site, I see the site as the whole area, that I don't think it's necessary to put housing, particularly in the Coliseum, as long as it's in the very close vicinity. One of my overriding concerns will be the funding, and that'll be something I'll be very interested in as the project moves forward, that we don't have very much public money to put into this project, and so there are going to need to be some partnerships. So with those comments, I'm very grateful for this process today and vote aye.
Adams.
Well, I want to thank my colleagues for the time that they've committed to this prior to this meeting and their interest and attentiveness during this hearing. As usual, they've improved and added to my thought process on this issue, and I want to thank them for that. I want to thank the Stakeholders Advisory Committee, who really have made a huge commitment and are invested in coming up with the best outcome we possibly can. I want to thank Kia and Vaughn and Amy and Kevin and all the teams that have been involved in staffing this. This is a very difficult project, and it has been for the past 17 years. I do believe, though, that we can do better than 13 more years of the status quo with this building, and goodness knows how much longer with the status quo of largely parking lots for the rest of the district. I think the city deserves better. We've invested
hundreds of millions of dollars to make this a center point of the entire state. And it's time we start realizing that at the same time that we improve its memorial designation for veterans, and that we have an amazing opportunity in this city to also recognize and speak to, if not heal, some of the very negative cultural heritage around urban renewal and just around the disparate treatment of Portlanders in the past, and an opportunity to address the continued disparate experience of being a Portlander in the present based on race and where you were born and gender and other issues. So there is no question this is fraught with continuing huge challenges, but I think the opportunities are also there. Thanks to the folks who have taken the time and effort to respond. Congratulations on your success at getting selected to the next phase. Can you please call the vote on the next item?
Fish.
Aye.
Leonard.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Adams.
Aye. We are recessed until tomorrow when we have another fun project.
I sent an email with this, but I printed it out for you too.
Oh, great. Thanks. Randy.